Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gate. Let's love.
Oh, I thought you were starting.
No, my phone just goes. As soon as you press start, and yes, I know I'm whistling because my fucking broken tooth. As soon as you press start, my phone goes, look at me.
Tricks?
Maybe.
It's starting to get.
I'm too tired.
Late on your Friday night there.
It's trick season, too.
Just leave the door open. Just leave the door. Leave the door. Put your sleep apnea mask on and just take it.
I don't have a sleep apnea CPAP machine.
Just if you fuck with your sleep apnea machine, good for you. You're getting good breath in.
Go for it.
Good for you.
Sleep apnea machine.
Fuck me.
Fuck me.
Yo, this is Reality Gaze.
This is Reality Gaze.
Some terrible name, episode 185 of a season of Happily Ever After that doesn't seem like it has an ending.
Or season 6, episode 12, Bubble Bass and Family Wrath.
Part deux.
Part deux.
And we covered a long, long segment of Angela last time.
We did.
We did a lot of announcements last time. Do we need to repeat any of those? We just get right to it. Like no. I prefer to when I'm laying and when I say, meet me in my bedroom.
Let's just do it. Rip it up.
Raw dog it.
Fuckboy Island, Darcy and Stacey, new shows coming up.
F-Boy Island.
Yeah. 90 Day or Caribbean Love Paradise. We didn't talk about that show.
We talked about it last week, but yeah.
But what's it called?
It's not called 90 Day Caribbean Love anymore. It's called, if we want to do this, I guess we will. We can't just talk about one show. I was trying to move forward to the show.
We didn't talk about this in part one. We didn't have it in the announcement.
Yes, we did.
We did?
Yes, we did. No, we did it. We did it last week. We did last week. I did not want to announce.
But we did
it last week. We had a talk before saying we were going to say every other show we were covering.
Gary, roll that tape.
You know what? You brought this up now. Here we go. This is me having to do it. Y'all can blame this bitch for me doing it.
Okay.
Because she just brings up things occasionally. True. We are, y'all, we're raw dogging you with shows this summer. They include, but are not limited to, Love in Paradise, Caribbean Love, A 90 Day Story, which
that's
is going to be on,
what it's called.
Be on Discovery Plus. They nixed the title 90 Day Caribbean Love because they realized, oh, wait, it's not with the K-1 visa. So some brainiac realized, wait, we could get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
And so it's not actually part of the franchise at all, really. It has nothing to do.
No.
It's basically people who have bang trips realizing, oh, wait, I got pregnant. How do I have to deal with this now?
Mm. It looks good.
Yeah. It looks – I said last week when I talked about it that it felt like this was 90 Day Fiancé combined with Love After Lockup. So a little bit of that. We're also covering Sexy Beasts on Netflix.
Yes.
And that will come out the 21st. We don't know when we're going to drop those. They'll be dropped in – we're going to cover our shows that are – that are kind of released on our free feed first. But just look for that. That's where people put on weird prosthetics. And it's not a show I want to cover. I'm going to say that right away.
It's Face Off meets Love is Blind.
Yeah, something like that. So you can tell how excited I am about that show. I think it's creepy. I think it's weird.
I'm excited.
No, I think it's awful. You know what? And I'll probably be the first one to say, I love this show.
Probably.
Also, we are doing, what else? There's like four other things we're doing. Oh, Love is Blind After the Altar.
Oh.
That drops on the 28th. And we'll be focusing on the couples who are together, Cameron and, why am I blanking her name? Why am I asking you?
Lauren.
Thank you.
Cameron and Lauren.
And Barnett and Amber, and as well as some of the people who are still around, like Jessica and Drunk Dog.
Don't know if Golden Retriever is going to make the cut. We're hoping so.
She likes that. We think Mark may show up too.
We hope.
Yeah. So that's definite. And we are almost certain, you guys, Love is Blind, the second season, is going to be announced soon. It is shocking they haven't done it yet.
We think August, latest September. We think it's going to happen in August.
I don't know. Usually they try to give a month, but everything is fucked up now.
And we're getting raw dogged the American way in July.
And Darcy and Stacey, you guys, next week. If you haven't watched the 7-minute release on the TLC app, it's worth a watch. Darcy is already giving quotables.
It looks great.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun summer with Poodle.
Yeah.
Summer with Poods.
Spend the summer with Poods.
When you go on a vacation getaway with Poods, I take you to a vacation that you may or may not have wanted to go to, and then I leave you there because I'm fucking a Croatian man with a huge dick.
Welcome
to Summering with Poods.
I think that is it. We talked about FY Island. Should we jump into Natalie and Mike right away?
Shall we?
Y'all, this is very, very little. As we announced yesterday on the show.
Oh, I thought you forgot.
There is a jerk off, a rubbing one out pick from Mike where he goes.
No, not a pick, a video.
A video where he says, I'm just going to read a transcript in the most scientific way possible.
Yeah. Can I
give me some music?
Yeah. I'm going to give you some.
This could have been planned out before.
You know, it's, you know, it could have.
Do it! Pull it back so I can talk. Baby. Do you want... Do you want daddy's magic dust inside you? Do you want to feel it in that tight pussy? If no one's turned their things off right now, yeah, I know you do. Do you want it in your pussy? Do you want to mix it with butter? Do you... I mean, tell me right now Is it something you'd be interested in? Because if you're not interested, I don't know. I mean, what was that? I just got to say, the dick is not impressive. Number two, he has shaved every single pubic hair he has. And it looks kind of like...
Hold on, I'm not done. Did you call it magic dust? Did
he something say like that.
He said magic sauce.
Magic sauce.
Which is
sorry.
Even grosser. But the fact, it made me laugh so hard that you called it magic dust. Because I imagined Mike coming on Natalie like fairy dust. And she thought she could fly. Like, oh, I can fly, love. I can fly.
This is, y'all, don't watch this. It's only going to take your life force.
I mean, it's a fine boyfriend dick.
Barely. How can you say that? But I think his abdomen is kind of plumping up in some type of fupa sense.
Maybe.
That it looks kind of like when you put like a kind of a fat flag on top of a hill. That's what it feels like.
It's got a little bit of girth to it, but it's fine.
Yeah. Fine is an exaggeration for me. But the self-assuredness he had in his voice really, really turned me off.
Yeah.
And how he was asking her questions like, you want this? You want this? And y'all, I'm dirty talk queen.
I took a say, what kind of dirty talk do you like?
Oh,
you know what?
You have
forget
no,
I asked.
No.
Forget I asked.
Y'all, it gets freaky deaky up in here.
Poodle's just like, he's like,
want to teach me? He's Cub Scout. Want to teach me how to make a fire, please? No, that's my Cub Scout friend.
Yeah, no. What is that movie where the person's possessed?
Brian, want to help me make a fire? Want to help me win a merit badge, Brian?
Do you just start saying Latin at like non importante, like just like possessive Latin shit?
No, I've never done that. It's usually freaky deaky stuff, though.
Have you ever said dirty words during sex in French?
No comment. We need to move on. With French people, yes, definitely.
Wow. If you're watching The Intimate Portrait, welcome, by the way. I'm sorry you had to see this, but... As soon as I said in French, Poodle's eyes kind of glazed over and I saw him go somewhere.
Yeah, I went somewhere. All right. That was like when I took home a guy from a French club and he stole my cologne. Here's the thing, y'all. When you take home random strangers, especially in Europe, they steal from you. It's just what they do.
Is that the first and only person that ever stole from you in Europe?
No, but we need to move on. I had questionable taste in my 20s.
Oh boy! All right,
I think it may be just a thing that you, that gay men just steal from you. Yeah. I will say I've never been stolen from in the U.S. Only in France and Germany, but Germany was different because this was.
I'm so concerned.
This is so weird. This is so weird.
Oh, no. I'm sorry I brought this up.
He stole a Jesse Norman CD. Who is an opera singer? Because we were talking about it. Whoa. And I guess he just wanted it. And I couldn't find it after that. Now, I will say I lose a lot of things. I'm not necessarily a loser as I'm not a loser, but I lose things. I'm one who loses things
all the time.
I'm also a dropper, as we've said before. Mm-hmm. I drop things. I'm a faller. Lots of things that I do. I'm also a leaver. I will leave half of my life at your house.
Life with Poodle is fun. That's all I gotta say.
Let's talk about Mike and Natalie. He is pushing and flipping his tire around, which is, it's very CrossFit what they're doing here, which Mike probably saw on YouTube or something.
It doesn't look like a planned
workout. Don't need CrossFit.
By any means.
Yeah.
You know, Kyle from Cray Cray addressed this, and we're going to have to as well. You know, Mike looks like, I just talked about this video the other day, the Olivia Newton-John physical video. But remember how I told you everybody should go watch it and you'll see like a gay kind of renaissance, because it's all kind of 80s looking chubby guys that turn into hot guys.
Right.
Mike is that before.
But it never turns into the
Never. Instead, it's like
it turns into butter.
butter. If you put butter in workout gear, or if you put butter on Tweety Bird instead of water, and it grew into that big bird with a headband.
That's what I always imagine you as, is that big Tweety Bird monster.
Okay. Wow.
So it's a week for Natalie post-surgery, and she says, Michael has been acting strange. Since he came to the U.S. Mm-hmm. With you. And she says something like, or he brings up to her, I was disappointed with you before the surgery that you left. Now, this would be a time for Natalie to not explain herself mm-hmm. about why she left, but just to say, I'm not really defending Mike here, but just to say, yeah, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. And I realize the thing is, y'all, Mike is so easy to validate. All it would be from it would be saying, you're right, I'm sorry I did that. Or I'm, you know, I can see your point there, because y'all, that butter never did that. Butter never validated anything for him.
No.
All you would need to do, neither one of them, we've said this before, and y'all, Mike is a fucking gaslighter, but all one would need to do with the other is validate the other's position, and that would be fine. Neither can do it.
Because he hasn't validated Natalie's experience.
No.
This whole time, and he's made her feel like she's crazy.
Right. But I'm saying, knowing what she knows, all she would need to say is not explain herself, because for him, that's not communication. Communication for him is one of them saying, I was wrong, blah, 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 I shouldn't have done that. He's almost incapable of that. Well, but all she had to say was, yeah, and I think this is a given. No one agrees that she should have left him and went to the surgery by herself and left him without a car.
I agree.
Yeah.
But he did that to her. I think.
What do you mean? Like,
didn't he leave her in Seattle? He left her at that restaurant. Remember, they were at that hotel having dinner, and he said, I'm done, I'm leaving, and he went home.
I guess he did.
And
we never really
kind of followed up.
But this is
how Natalie got home.
I think this is different than that, because this was something where he took off work, and I think they're different. I don't think they're analogs here.
I don't disagree with you on that, but I think Natalie still remembers. I think
possibly.
Natalie,
yeah.
I think Natalie is basically, it's interesting. It's like a combination of, I see a similarity between Natalie and Mike, and actually, I never would have thought I'd say this, Angela and Michael. But I think Natalie is so fed up with the way he gaslights her and doesn't validate anything she says anymore, because her routine is he gets mad at her and she just says, okay, love, I'm sorry, love. And she said a million times, I apologize, so we can kind of like move forward.
Right.
Not to make her an angel. She's crazy as a loon, y'all. Again, one eye blink away. But I think that Mike is, I think, freaking out a little bit, because Natalie's like, for once, is like, no, I'm not going to apologize for this at all. And that she's breaking that pattern.
It's not the reluctance to apologize. It's the making of excuses that don't make sense. I thought we would fight, and I did not want to do that for blah blah blah.
I think her excuses are bullshit. But I think Mike would look past that if she would apologize and say,
"Yeah,
I'm sorry, I was wrong." But she's not going to do that anymore because she's done it too much.
Well, it's interesting because the gaslighting that Mike does only works if the other person explodes.
Exactly. She's not exploding.
And she's not. And
she's not.
It's interesting because he's trying to get an effect out of her and trying to get something out of her. And because she's got like wires crossed somewhere, what is it?
I think Mike has been building up to this because Mike never wants to look like the bad guy.
Never.
He always wants to. So this is, he realized Natalie not calling me and taking the truck when she had surgery is a shitty thing to do. This is my chance for me to look good and for her to look bad. And when people, it gives him ground to stand on to break up with her. It's like a crack that he can finally say, I'm not a bad guy. I'm the martyr. She treated me like shit. I've got to end this.
I agree. I think I'm just, it's hard for, this kind of gets in the idea of the problem with the K-1 visa is that the American always has the upper hand.
Yeah.
And Mike is completely aware of that. Natalie is not playing by those rules.
Mm-hmm.
And even more so, she's just not very good at coming up with reasons for him and for her to explain her position.
Yeah.
And when she does explain things, it comes off as cuckoo.
Yeah.
And he says things like, well, she just made excuses, blah, 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 blah. And I just wish she was better at articulating her points. Because I think if she would win the war of public opinion on television if she was just better at it.
Well, I think I agree, but I think you got to remember back to Natalie back in, is she Ukraine or Russia? I always forget.
Ukrainian,
yeah. Whenever
Kyiv.
Yes. When they were back in Ukraine, her logic then for being upset at Mike was cuckoo. Like,
yeah.
I just think she's never going to think and just rationally. I don't think she's ever going to think that way or deal with life that way. So that's just never going to happen. But you're right, though. She still comes off looking better in this relationship. Now, from what we've heard, like on podcasts, I've heard like a sorry.
Here we go with the hiccups.
No, but what's his name?
John Yates.
No, not John Yates, but
Bojangles.
Bojangles. Like they said, she's really messy and really self-absorbed and really narcissistic.
But that is Mike's relatives, so who knows?
But that also totally makes sense, and I believe that.
Yeah.
So I think she's like super confusing and hard for Mike to deal with. It's just, y'all, Mike is one of those guys where he just like, he says, I just want no drama. I just want everybody to get along. I just want everything to be great. So now he doesn't.
You're never going to get that with Natalie.
But now he doesn't, like you said, he doesn't know what to do because it's sad because she actually hurt him. He said, that was painful. She hurt me. And now, but he's totally dismissed her feelings.
Right.
For so long, she's over. I watched this and I went, she's done.
She is done. And did you notice, though, when she starts to explain things and he's like over her explanations, he walks away. And I said, this is the shittiest. This is very passive aggressive. He's not even there. I get maybe he's tired of it, but then he starts to shame her. And y'all, this is all butter. This is all butter tactics. And she even says, I'm not sure if this is even worth it anymore. I think this relationship, I know we said a lot of it last season was fake, but I think this relationship has been kept alive by a television respirator. And we've just followed the demise of it, and it's just every week is like.
When you say a television respirator, do you mean, I need clarity on that because that's not clear. Do you mean,
I said that the fact that it's there on the show keeps the relationship alive.
But so hold on, let me ask. What I was saying is, are they? What's not clear about that is that you mean the you feel like their plot points are fake, or do you feel like they have stayed together? This is a real plot point. They just want to be on the show and have stayed on the
show. That one.
Okay. I agree with that. Because I feel like this drama is real to them, but I 100% agree that Natalie wants to be famous.
Yeah.
She wants to be an influencer.
Mike wants the money.
Mike wants the money and just hot blonde pussy.
Yeah.
And that's what he wanted from this. And they both have been getting what they want out of it. And now it's mm-hmm. not worth it anymore to either of them.
I can't believe anyone thinks that these two could go the same beat for this long.
And more Mike. I think they'll end up breaking up because it's Mike. It's not going to be Natalie, I don't think. I think.
Oh, no,
Mike.
She leaves. She leaves him.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, I think
that's
what they showed us on the beginning.
Yeah. He is a hypocrite because he does. Natalie says he talks about we need to communicate. We need to communicate. And like you said, he walks away. And Natalie says that's happened every time I try to talk to him. He has said, I don't want to deal with this anymore. I don't want to deal with this. So yeah. The fact that now he's demanding her explain to him what he, now that he finally got hurt, he needs her to do what he could never do.
I'm not defending him in this, but if you are dealing with someone who bullshit comes out of their mouth every time she speaks, I guess walking away is the only thing you have. I wouldn't do it. But I'm trying to.
It's hard to think like them because they're both.
It is really frustrating every time when she makes excuses for things, or she just. The thing is, you guys, I could, if I was a lawyer, I could frame every argument for Natalie, better than she does. And I don't know if it's a language thing because she does seem to have great grasp of English.
I don't think it's language. I'm telling you, it's Natalie. Natalie has so much trauma or whatever in her past. I mean, I said this on their first introduction when they were in the Ukraine. I said she lives. There's Milton Bradley made a game called the Game of Natalie's Life, and that's what she plays her life
stuck.
On.
It's stuck right in the same beat.
It's the same world that she lives on. She's never going to get out of this world. It's always going. It's just not ever going to make sense.
Please, let's move on. Talk about something even more depressing. Tiffany and Ronald.
Ronald,
or as I call, Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Oh, God, y'all.
Oh, shoulders.
Y'all, how much worse could this get?
I mean, the only thing that gives me kind of any solace in this, and this is a spoiler alert, so if you don't want to hear it.
We talked about it last week, though.
Yeah, we did, but if you don't want to hear it, fast forward 30 seconds. But they break up, and so that's kind of.
They're broken up now.
They're broken up now.
Not on the show.
This is so gross. It was kind of my only just like, oh, at least they're not together.
Yeah, but I kept thinking, and we can kind of fast forward through a lot of this, but what I was thinking
a little bit of ice.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking the
I'm
whole
excited to be here with you, but the feeling, seat is very uncomfortable. I keep moving around.
It's like you're trying to sit on
a little cock. Like, where is it?
A little one. There it is.
Oh, there it is.
I thought to myself, self, but no, I thought, I said to myself, self, but the idea that neither one of them can really see the other's side.
Boy, that is the truth.
This episode, we've known this for a long time, you guys.
All couples fight. That's why a lot of couples are, not all. That's why a lot of couples end up going to therapy or just fight over and over and say, don't see the other person's side.
Because Tiffany will say, as far as the day is long, I get that you want to this, but that's not going to happen.
She needs to walk without that fucking bell from Game of Thrones and just go, shame.
He does. Because
I kind of want to start calling her the shame monster. Because she will shame anyone and make them feel I bet her level of passive aggressiveness with her own son is on Mother Poodle level.
And I will say, Mother Poodle's the master. That's like playing with Bobby Fischer.
Jesus.
Chess wise. But I feel like you're right. Everything comes with shame. And weirdly, it comes with the shame that she's trying to act like it's not shameful.
Yeah.
So there's this kind of thing. I mean, well, Ronald, but I got to tell you, it's just not going to cut it. And so for someone like Ronald, who is so fucking fragile with his goddamn male ego.
Boy, that's a
now I'm hiccuping. Let's just jump into it.
Because you're having a vodka this show, aren't you?
Maybe. They slept separately after the date night they had, where she told him she talked with his mother, and that, of course, that made him furious because why wouldn't it? Because that's the most for Ronald, that's a betrayal. And so I wrote down, I'm worried about Ronald's sun freckles on his back. Cause I had them too, but his are worse. That Dutch skin isn't going to do well.
I hope he doesn't get skin cancer.
This is the thing, you guys, here's what they say to one another. And you can tell me what's all wrong with this. And here's how they respond.
I like this.
So yeah. So how I'll say what Ronald would say to Tiffany. Yours, Tiffany, and how you would respond as you. And then I will tell you what Tiffany says back.
Okay. I like this game. I like this game.
So. So this would literally be called like. What not to say. This is a game called What Not to Say.
Everybody, welcome to What Not to Say.
So, let's watch these two fuckers destroy one another.
Yes.
So Ronald says to Tiffany, you don't really appreciate everything I've done for you. And so how would you respond to that if you were Tiffany?
I would say, you know, maybe I need to be better at showing my appreciation because I do appreciate some things that you've done. What do you feel like I could have done better to appreciate you?
You would validate and then ask questions.
Yeah.
That would be a good answer. Ding, ding, ding. What she says is, oh God, this is so good. To be honest, you don't do that much. So she has, number one, negated everything he's just said and shamed him for it. And so now he feels even more aggressive towards her, and which is really interesting. And then she goes on and says, you know what you can do to make it better? You cannot ask me for things.
Which this drove me insane, but this is I said this before. How many times have I said on this show, Tiffany needs to communicate to Ronald what she needs.
Well, the thing is, she thinks she's done it enough, but Ronald is so fucking clueless. So what if
she hasn't?
What if, okay, you're Ronald. What if I said, you know, Ronald, what you can do to make it easier, to make it better for me is not to ask me. What, don't ask me. What would you say to me?
I would say that gives me anxiety because I feel like I'm always messing up and I know this is new to me. I don't think I can read your mind. I would rather can we come to an agreement where there's some things you tell me of how I can support you because I want to show up for you.
That would be great. That would be affirmative. Instead, he says...
What did Ronald say?
And I quote... you pretty much take the belt off of my pants and you want to wear it. So again, he is saying she's emasculating him, and he's also telling her something she's going to go crazy about because she hates all that South African misogynist stuff. She hates it.
But I was actually impressed that Ronald kind of named that.
I was surprised. Ronald won this.
Ronald
section.
Actually, if y'all are looking, y'all, if we're looking at this from the school of Brené Brown, it's who showed up with vulnerability and who didn't.
Ronald did, for a surprise.
And really, when you think about Tiffany, Tiffany has not shown up with vulnerability.
Never.
Ever. Because she's been so anxious
about fixing everything.
And because when she was vulnerable in the past, men left her. Her father left her. Daniel's father left her.
And who got killed in a fight after that. Yeah.
He got killed in a fight?
Yep.
Wow.
Daniel's father's dead.
She believes all men go away. This is my lot in life to do this alone.
And you know what? So he says in the moment, he says, she's not letting me play out my role. And he does some bullshit about women was made from Adam's rib. And y'all, we all know women were not made from a rib. That's how things evolved, because you needed both male and female just to propagate the species. So
okay.
that didn't happen.
Any thoughts or comments on creation? If
you believe every word of Genesis,
can you get my pen? I gotta write a letter to my poodle. No. I love him, but he fucked up this time, Carl. He's talking about my book.
She believes every word of Genesis. The book
from Farmer's Market at the Bible drop. Well, I read it. It made sense.
The world was definitely created in 7 actual 24-hour days. She's right. But what was interesting
six.
And he seventh rested. Day he rested. So then she's like, I need you to help me. And you know what he said? I'll help you more than you've ever seen. And he's like, yeah, I don't want to. He's like, I just made my bed. And she's like, support. He's like, damn it. Okay, I'll support. And so it was this kind of movement. I'm like, this is positive movement. This is interesting. But don't worry. We're going to get fucked up.
It's just, you know, because she also says to him, I want to talk about some things she says to him, which again, shamey. She says when he brings up the whole belt thing, and he's vulnerable, and he says, y'all, I wrote this down. Ronald actually says, I feel out of place. It's like, you take the belts off my pants and you wear it. I'm trying to deal with being South African.
Yeah, he's trying to be vulnerable.
He says, it's different than what I used to. And then Tiffany says, if you want to be the strong one, then be it.
Ugh.
Then she's so fucking mean to him.
Yeah, it's and y'all, that's a super reactive thing to say.
We're not Ronald fans.
No.
But I think
I have called him the most dangerous 90-day man.
I think Tiffany is possibly the worst partner for someone who's struggling with addiction.
Definitely.
Ever.
100%.
She will drive him back to addiction.
And basically throw shame bombs at him every time and make him feel worse about himself.
It'll be, I knew you were going to do this. I'm going to
make a even weirder comparison, and I'm not saying she's Angela, but Angela uses the exact same tactics.
Angela is
more verbally abusive.
It's abusive, and Tiffany's not she's not abusive. I don't. And we, like we said, we like Tiffany. I like her as a person. I just think she's got
it's decreased for me.
She's got very flawed and just a short-sightedness that makes you go, huh, what happened to you that you're able to to put yourself in this position?
We should, you know what? we're going to keep talking, but they're about to go out after his mother is taking care of the kids. We should take a quick commercial break.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
We're bad.
What?
Are you watching Drag Race All Stars yet?
Yeah, I'm just behind.
Me too.
What? So you're like, me too. Usually there's a follow-up to that.
I just watched the third. I feel like Pandora Box is not showing up at all. She's like a little field mouse on that show.
I don't know why. I'm not being ageist here. She seems like she's 60 years old.
She's 49.
But I'm saying...
The way she acts, too.
Yes.
It feels very...
It's like she's very intimidated by the younger ones.
I'm like, Pandora, step it up.
I also need to say, and this may get me flamed.
I knew you needed to talk about Drag Race.
I'm kind of like, who is this?
who is
this again? Like, when I hear All Stars, I'm like, who?
Oh. No, there's people that I didn't remember at all.
Well, and even now, I'm just like, yeah, it's All Star 6, and we're scraping the bottom of the barrel. Here's why I say that. I don't think it's as necessary to be an All Star anymore. You just have to have a good Instagram.
Well, but I think they want to do it just to make a show and promote.
I totally agree. I'm talking about how the show attracts people anymore.
Here's what it is. And I think RuPaul's doing this because, you know, RuPaul really wants to create this show. You know, think about All Star Season 1, which Pandora was on that season, if you don't remember. But also that was like Raven and Chanel. It was really All Star performers. Well, I think now All Stars, you're right, because of Instagram and things like that. Ru does All Stars. It's really, instead of Drag Race All Stars, it's Drag Race Forget Me Nots for the most part. But it's people they want to like, or Drag Race Second Chance. But they're people that really kind of didn't get the limelight that Ru wants to show. And then he mixes them in with like the Eurekas and the Ginger
Minges.
See,
that's the thing. That's what feels inauthentic to me. because you know Eureka's going to be top three and is probably going to win it.
Do you know that Eureka and Ginger Minj are going to both be up?
Yeah. And so it that's why it feels inauthentic, because it feels like all these are filler queens. And it feels like these are all, and like Eureka and Eureka's a ringer compared to.
I mean, she was on We're Here, which I've never watched. Yeah, I heard that was great.
It's wonderful. I really liked it. I didn't like every episode, but I just love how between Shangela and Bob and Eureka, they all get what it's like to be from a small town.
Mm. Anyway. Yeah. Sorry, there's our Drag Race, but you know, it was on my heart, as they say.
You're speaking on your heart. It's on my heart today.
I had a drag queen on my heart. Now
I had a drag queen on my heart.
Her name is Sonique.
Oh God, boy, that is just like, she's awful.
She's beautiful, but she's not necessarily charismatic as a drag queen.
But it's just like, I mean, maybe they brought her back to say, you know, this is a drag queen who, you know, look at her now. She's living her life as a trans woman. I get it.
She's a badass person.
But it doesn't matter, because she's not entertaining as a drag queen.
She's not entertaining. Whereas Jiggly, who is trans, Jiggly is
so funny.
I love Jiggly so much. I agree.
Jiggly will get far, but I'm telling you, the last three will be like Ginger, Eureka.
I've watched more episodes than you. Don't hold your breath.
Really?
That's all I'm going to say.
All right. We'll see.
Ooh, that felt good, because Poodle always says that to me.
But it's like Asia O'Hara. I'm like, really?
No, Asia has a huge Instagram account.
But I'm saying that's why. But as a competitor, we're all like, really?
I do like Yara, that Yara's back. She's cuckoo, but I like
Although her. she's kind of a mean girl.
Is she on drugs?
I don't know. We need to move on.
Gay DD, totally go off on a tangent.
Yeah, we. You know you can get me to do it, too, if you do it. So... You're like a drug pusher.
You went off on a 10-minute food tangent.
It wasn't very long. His mom's got the kids, and he's going to prove to Tiffany, he says, I'm going to prove my love to her and that I can be the man of the house. Great. I'm sure she'll respond well.
Addict behavior. Warning. Totally. Addict behavior.
Yeah, we're going to get to see warning addict behavior in the next couple of scenes. Yeah. So Ronald says, watch me make my own business, just add water. I'm going to be a handyman.
That is, I want to laugh. That's funny. But
let me
so
put
sad.
This dropper, and all of a sudden my business is made. They go to a place, y'all, called Auto Cheapies.
They do. Hey, and, it's in the name. You know what you need.
And they're getting a Baki, which is not Ji-hoon's dog, but
wow,
a truck.
Ji-hoon. Oh, a truck.
They're getting a truck, and I said, this is not going to go well. No. For a minute, he's like, I'm going to do this to support you and Daniel and the family. And in Ronald's addict brain, this is the key, and he's in his way, he has sacrificed so much to do this, even though she's probably gonna have to make the car payments.
You know, grand gestures, grand gestures it's just a theme in any type of abuse situation. It can happen in domestic violence, it can happen in alcohol abuse. This is what he keeps doing. This is the garage thing. This is, and even it's a Christmas tree, and even Tiffany brings this up, and she even says this to him. For once, Tiffany didn't fully shame him. She actually said, because
she saw how excited he was about it.
She says, yeah, do you think this is a good idea? And he's like, well, it's a bummer. And she said, that's where she said, you don't know how bad it got, Ronald. I went and got a divorce lawyer.
And
this is, you see him just spiral. Because
this means she does not trust him as a man.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Now that his identity as a man and her man is being questioned, he's in zero gravity, y'all. This is bad. It's the beginning of their Lifetime original movie.
I think this is where it ended, for sure. And because Tiffany even says, she says, look, and this is kind of the only kind of supported Tiffany thing said, but she said, but it's still pressure. She said, I don't want you to fail at something that's so important.
Right. And she says, you have 3 months left in South Africa. The thing is, y'all, he does not think that.
They're not on the same page. No. They're not on the same page because they don't trust one another, and they both have two different plan A's in their own head that's running.
Yeah. And she's doing that thing where she could leave at any time, take both of his kids, and that would be the ultimate power move. And he thinks he needs to be the man for her and show her what he can do, but she's never going to be happy with anything he can do because she's already made up her mind. She's going back after, and everyone is unhappy. The end. I just told you their whole story.
It's true.
The end. The only, and that's the best way this story can end, is them breaking up.
Y'all, if you think it's been messy now on Instagram, just
get ready.
Wait. I promise
Buckle
you,
up.
It's going to be bad.
Buckle up. It's going to be receipts from both of them because they're both petty, motherfucking petty.
I don't read all that. Thankfully. I'm just like, oh, I can't.
People sent it to me and I'd look over a little bit of it.
I let them tell us, yeah.
That's the way you go through life. Let's talk about André and Lib.
There's nothing wrong with it either. You tell me because I am man.
I wrote down, so this is the family reunion. Are they at a winery? It looks like they're at a winery. Yeah.
It's a winery. They're at a winery having a family reunion.
They're in jackets. Everyone else is in like camo hats.
I just want to say this during COVID.
We've established.
I know, but this is like already going to Aunt Sue's, but I forgot that they're actually having a formal reunion in a pandemic.
Yep.
God, this family is
it's,
the definition
it's so tone deaf.
Of American tone deaf bullshit horrible people.
I said it before. This is they're the worst of America, y'all.
They're the
absolute worst of America.
They really, really are.
Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad. So the next thing is André basically saying, no fights tonight. We meet the cousins. And I wrote down, there were like, some of their cousins tried to like make their babies kiss. Remember those pictures of like babies in like adult clothes and toddlers and like kissing boy
like
and girl toddlers?
You mean
Aunt
like
Gettys.
Aunt Gettys, yeah.
Like boy and girl toddlers kissing each other on
cute.
A cheek.
They were so cute.
Fuck you. They're awful.
And they'd be like all black and then their rose they'd hold in their hands would be red. It was so cute.
Go to hell. Go
They're
to
gorgeous.
Hell.
Gorgeous.
They're all awful. It's you're so doing cute. That to wind me up.
No, I love them.
And Gettys. No, it's
no,
you're
I had some in my college dorm room my mama gave me.
That makes so much sense. Y'all, if you've got
Aunt
Gettys in your house, you need to burn it right now. Please do me a favor. Go to that frame.
It's like
take
a little
that
boy.
Out.
It's a little boy dressed as a farmer.
Or no, he, or a little boy dressed in like a suit
and
the girl's
his wife with and it's a little baby dressed up in a dress and an apron holding a blueberry pie waiting for him to come home like a
woman.
That's
not fucked up at all.
That's not fucked up at all.
Please do me a favor. If you've got anything on your wall left over from 2002, take it off the wall now, go out and throw it in your trash because it's bad.
Y'all, don't
you
send
need
me
an, to it, process that.
Don't send me an Instagram for Aunt Gettys because I'm kidding. I don't like it.
I know you were trying to wind me up. Y'all,
and it worked a little
that,
bit.
That type of adultification of children really is gross. And that was weird time in the 2000s.
I don't fully support it. Now, if you still have Thomas Kincaid and you like some Thomas
Throw
Kincaid.
Throw it away. Throw it away.
No,
you don't need no painter of light in your house.
Keep the light. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. Especially
no, Carl's, wife, Carl's wife is upset because she loves the Thomas Kinkade gallery at the mall.
It's true. And I'm telling you, we've got some sissies that have Disney Thomas Kinkade because we got some Disney sissies.
I don't have a problem with Disney.
No, but no, you've never seen Disney Thomas Kinkade.
I don't want to go there.
Where he paints like Sleeping Beauty and the Forest and you see the light coming from the castle. It's gorgeous.
Not into it. Not into it. Y'all need to get right, like J-Lo says. Let's move on to this. But like I said before, just do me a favor, y'all. If you've got one of those fucking Ann Gettys things where that little boy's in a suit and that girl's in a hat with a flower on it, and it's like a New York scene, throw it away. Because it's not good, and it's 20 years too old. Sorry. I'm sorry. Wow. I know I just read some of you for absolute filth, but you're welcome. I just did you a favor.
Oh, look at this, what Ann Gettys now. Look, if you're a Cancer, she puts a baby in a seashell, and it says Cancer.
That's what it gives me, Cancer.
This is so cute. Look at that.
Oh,
look, she has a baby in a bird's nest. Isn't that cute?
Those are better than the toddler things. So I need to keep going.
It wasn't Ann Gettys.
You ventured Ann Gettys, so I was guessing. But you know those things with toddlers in them. Pictures.
Oh, look, it's Seven Swans of Swimming, but with babies on them for Christmas. Isn't that cute?
I hate you.
Okay, we should move on.
So they are, Becky basically just says, and y'all, no one believes this wasn't intentional. Becky knows that Libby is keeping secret about her babysitter that she hired.
Oh.
How's your babysitter working out? Andrea immediately goes into
anything.
Smile. He's upset. They fight about it.
He gets crazy upset because, y'all, if you don't remember,
this is cultural. Yeah.
And
it is.
Like,
it's very short sighted.
I didn't mean to throw Libby under the bus right now.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, I did. Andre, you literally stabbed me in the back, Lib. You stabbed me in the back.
I will say, and this is not to agree with him, but he did say, we agreed and we decided not to do it. So it is something that she did go behind his back and do.
I mean, you know what? This is a little bit of Mama Mar talking. I kind of agree with Lib on this one because I'm like,
if she lied to him?
If your husband is that fucking stubborn and unwilling to see that you as a mom need support and help with raising your kid and working and doing everything, and he wants you to do it all.
It's not that I don't agree with that. I'm saying I can see his point that she lied to him.
But I can see his point too, but the problem is he's unreasonable and unwilling to listen.
Right, but I'm saying at that moment, they're both screaming, I'm right on different metrics.
On different metrics, totally.
And yeah, she can say, she's basically saying, he said, we agreed not to do this, that is unarguable.
And what she never said, she said, no, you agreed. You made the decision without taking it, because he kind of did.
Well,
to talk to him, and he was like, no. He never sat down and had a conversation about it. He never asked.
No,
her,
they did have it, but it was unresolved.
It was unresolved, and he was very dismissive when they had a conversation. He was like rude, dismissive about it.
Right. No, I agree with you, but for her to say, I'm saying her in his view, her crime is more egregious, even if she can't explain it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because the dishonesty is worse than is the worst thing that's possible.
I would totally do it if my husband was like, I don't want to have a babysitter.
I would too.
Go to work, honey. You're fine.
And I think it all would have worked out if not for those meddling sisters.
Put that for everything.
For their point. So he's upset. And of course the girls, the as I called this, the worst version of King Lear ever. When the two other older sisters, when Regan and Goneril come out and start screaming at Cordelia and her husband, saying, "What have you done with our father? But our father, Cordelia." And it really is the worst version of aging King Lear, Chuck, King Chuck.
Oh, that's sad.
And they are, so they're at now at Aunt, they're talking about, he says, "You're such fucking snakes." And they're like, "You're such a, Andre, you're, this, none of this is going to help them. They're just, there's going in. They're like, "Your ideas are so dated. They're so dated.
I don't know. You don't have a motherly instinct." "What? I don't believe no motherly instinct. No.
Well,
this is bullshit."
I'm not trying to defend him. He was a stay-at-home dad for the kid for how long?
He was, yeah.
Yeah, and them saying motherly instinct is also sexist.
Yeah. I agree.
We move on. Now the sisters are talking to Charlie, and they're at Aunt Sue's.
Aunt Sue's, "Hey, I'm going to have an after party. Everybody, come on by."
And I thought they'd already eaten, but now they're having pizza at this party. Can't fault them, because I would like the same thing.
But I want to say, they're fighting, and Andre's like, when they're at the party, he's like, "Let's go back inside and be with Chuck." Y'all, I get why the sisters are upset, because Andre is kissing his father-in-law's ass so bad.
Yeah.
Like, y'all, it's basically a minute. Chuck is bent over, and Andre is just holding his flabby ass.
The cheeks apart. And just taking him to Rimtown. Oh, don't. I mean, that's gross. People just freaked out about the idea of Chuck getting rimmed.
He is nose in there. Just
mecha like a ha, mecha hiney.
Yeah. It's gross. It's totally transparent and gross. Does he love Chuck or care about Chuck at all?
No.
No.
However, this is this idea of it is none of the girls' fucking business.
Well, yes.
And it's just they're jealous of Libby.
Yeah.
And so you guys, they go up, they're playing foosball, and he's like, "Thomas, want to come play foosball?" And Thomas is looking good, y'all. I've never thought Thomas was that attractive, but he's looking cute in this.
Thomas looks like... Thomas looks like your kids.
He's dressed up meatloaf for me.
Well, he's kind of like your kids, your kids' church basketball coach.
Not that sporty though. Maybe soccer for me.
But who probably would cheat on his wife?
Yep, definitely. So it's interesting. Chuck is saying, They're all laughing. They're all having a good time, and Chuck says, "Thank you, Andre, for this, because you've driven us up here. You've proven yourself on this trip." And okay, Chuck says,
"I gotta stop you there. How has he proved himself?
This is scripted.
What are the points of worthiness?"
I agree. It is.
No,
I think.
No, I'm asking you. I want you to take a second. What are the points? Three things you have to do to prove yourself to Chuck?
To drive him places like an Uber driver.
Okay, one.
And to not kill your family.
Okay, two.
And also to flatter him all the way up there.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm just going to add four. Free Fritos, y'all. Chuck loves Fritos.
But y'all, this was the whole trip was a way to get them up there. Again, this storyline is very produced and very padded. Even Becky said that she's playing a character on Instagram.
Yeah, she did say
that was actually a post, because people gave her hate for what she said. So she's like, gross. "I'm playing a character."
I'm playing a character.
After that,
because Libby, what was it that Libby was in something and everybody? She was on a television show.
What I don't know.
Was she on? Somebody sent us to it. She was like a checker.
Oh, yeah.
But like a famous show. She was on it.
What does that have to do with this?
But they're all actors.
Oh, no. Libby's the only actor. They're all terrible. They're not all actors.
Well, they're OnlyFans actors.
Butthole actors.
Somebody posted a meme of a picture of Chuck, and it says, the face you make when you've seen all of your children's buttholes. And you just see Chuck's face kind of like,
I think we've only seen Jen and Becky's buttholes.
We have not seen Andre's butthole.
No, I'd love that. I don't think we've seen Libby's.
I just want to see his dick.
I want just for curiosity's sake. So Chuck basically says, I bought a property. We're going to go habsies on it. We're going to split it. I'm going to mentor you. I'm going to do all this.
Mentor you and teach you how to do this.
And of course, Thomas, unfortunately,
runs down and tells
Jen first. And Jen wastes no time, toot sweet, runs up the stairs and says,
that I'm fucking
making his little chest boobs all around. And again, y'all, this is just pure greed. This is, you're going to take money away from me.
You know what? That's really, when I watched this and I thought,
it's just so sad.
It's so sad because even if you don't like Andre, your sister is still married to him. And that's her husband. That's the father of your niece. Like, wouldn't you want to say, you know, God, I can't stand that guy, but he's married to my sister. I want my sister to have a better life.
And then they all try to act like they love their father, but they say, this is why it gets really fucking King Lear all of a sudden. And they go, can't you tell? Don't do this when my dad's been drinking. My dad doesn't know what he's doing. He is old, and I am going to take over his money when I possibly can.
Yeah.
They are using him just as much as Andre is.
Oh.
And that's the thing, you guys. And that's what this makes this story so sad.
It's hypocrisy.
Everyone is super transactional. You know who the only one isn't transactional, maybe less transactional than the others? Libby.
I've said it before. I've said it five times. Who's the best person in this family?
Yep.
And you know why Libby? And you know why Andre fights with all... Because he's really hot, and I love him to fucking.
He's just like the others.
Andre's pretty gross too.
No, he's just like all the others.
He's just like them.
And Jen says, Libby says, my sisters can't get beyond their jealousy. They're fighting. Then I always like it how they get. Becky calls him an asshole, and they get very upset about the word asshole. Yet Andre says fuck every third word. And there's something about asshole that they get very upset. Like one time Andre was called asshole when he was 5 years old and he was sent to some type of camp or something.
Yeah. These snakes call me asshole.
And again, I wrote, this is the worst version of King Lear ever.
It's just, I don't see how this is ever going to end.
It's not going to.
Because for an argument to, like, good people need to compromise, Andre, Becky, and Jen aren't good people that want to compromise. They just want to do what they want.
And to be honest, drama like this doesn't, family drama like this has big blow-ups, and then there is some type of intentional healing from either the matriarch or patriarch, and then we all make a pact to move on, or drama like this makes everyone not want to come together again. That's why this feels scripted, because they keep putting these same fucking marbles to collision again, to collide against one another.
This family, they might come together for Christmas because of Chuck. But
they hate each other.
Once their father dies, they're not going to see each other anymore.
100%.
Libby's 100%. Not going to see them.
Yep.
She even said, when they're going up there, she's like, you know, I'm excited to be around my family. And, you know, and she said something about her family being good people. And she said, well, except for Charlie. She even says her own brother is a piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. Shall we move on
well,
to...
Well, we should say Chuck gets upset. He's like, I didn't come to Aunt Sue's for this.
I didn't come to Aunt Sue's. Y'all, by the way, Aunt Sue's near my house is not closed. They are hiring.
Okay.
So if you work in upstate South Carolina...
We had so many fucking messages about Aunt Sue's in South Carolina.
Y'all, it's a great Reuben sandwich. Go there and support them. They're lovely. It's a family establishment. They got a great calligraphy house.
Sure. What would they think if you probably walked in and told them you're a big homosexual?
They'd probably be fine with it as long as I bought something. It's amazing what capitalism does.
That'll do it. So that's true. So speaking of, so Chuck leaves and basically Jen is like, they go to Chuck, Jackie and Ben are like, do you not see what this is causing? And Andre runs after him to lick his ass.
Yeah, to put his nose in his butthole. Shall we move on to another installment of Take It?
Go to the piano.
Wrap your hand around so I can see it.
And now the tears of Kalani. This episode is called Christmas Tree. Don't touch.
That one had a little more...
the end was a little much. It was a little much.
I don't appreciate that criticism, and I won't accept it. Next time you can do it,
Kalani Edisuelu, y'all. So yeah,
the tears of Kalani.
So earlier Kalani suggested that they have another baby. And Edisuelu suggested that Kalani. I think there's a rumor going around that she might be pregnant now.
Oh God.
I don't know what's confirmed, but I think there's a rumor. Some people
are doing this to me?
Is having a baby.
God, those boys are so young.
I know.
It's going to be another fucking boy.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have boys.
And the boy's going to cry even worse than the other two.
But God, they are gorgeous kids.
They are. They're really cute.
They're really cute kids. So, but they are wild children. They're just like,
yeah.
Have we ever seen a scene with these kids where they're just kind of settled and hanging out?
Never.
And I don't mean that as like, if you notice, I said like, wild or energetic, because I don't like the terms good kid, bad kid, because I think they're fine.
No, but they are
so much energy.
They have a lot of energy. It is always, they're always quite emotional when we see them.
And Kalani's just, bless her heart, she's tired. So that's why she's kind of like, I don't think I want to have another baby right now, because bitch, I'm tired. I kind of want to have my body back. She
makes him do all the chores and handle both the kids.
And she said, you know what? He did a pretty good job. And he put dinner on the table. And she said, I appreciate him. Like,
I will say this dinner looked sketch to me.
I wasn't familiar with the food.
It just looked a little sketch. The corned beef, it looked like it came out of a can and he just shredded it.
Yeah, I think that's what he did. And so,
y'all, so he brings up money bags coming, and Kalani, she's like, not really thrilled about that.
not looking forward.
I must say, Kalani's my favorite fucking person on this season.
I love Kalani.
Her comic timing. I never thought I would say that I love covering this couple more than anybody else this season. I do.
Except for Julia and Brandon.
What do you mean?
They're my favorite.
Fuck off!
No, I agree with you. But like I was saying, who knew we would be rooting for this couple so much?
I didn't. They are basically... Tammy is driving down, and Edisuelu thinks that she will talk and they can fix everything. And Kalani, I believe, says, or maybe Kalani says, last time she was here, she was trying to beat the fuck out of everybody. So yeah. Not going to be a great thing.
That's
and Lisa,
what's that about?
They do go see Lisa and Lo at the Christmas tree farm because they're picking out a Christmas tree, y'all.
Papa Lo's there.
And who you love. Mm-hmm. So
hey
Lisa
there,
says,
Maddie.
No, hey there, really, really
hey
low.
There.
So Lisa says, I don't want her coming here and making trouble. We're going to make a good Christmas for the boys. Everything we're trying to do is for the boys.
Yeah.
And
yeah, because Lisa's like, so Tammy's dropping her off and then leaving, right?
Yeah.
And this lady's like, oh. And this is what I love. That Kalina said, you know, you've been helping me a lot, so I'll help you. It's a little juvenile, right. But she kind of has to teach Asuelu, when you help me, I help you. It's
you mean Kalani.
Or Kalani has to teach Asuelu.
Yeah.
What did I say? Gary?
Kalani.
So
I'm expecting it with this couple because their names are similar. I'm just expecting to.
She's showing that reciprocity that needs to happen with them.
Well, she understands he appreciates that as a form of validation. And she understands validation unlike any of our other couples.
Y'all,
especially unlike Tiffany and Ronald.
They've listened to one another and changed their language to support each other. It's who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it? So, they are, I liked it when they're in the car and they're talking about in Samoa that Christmas is mostly about Jesus. And they're like, are you going to teach the kids about Santa? And as well said, well, am I going to teach them about Santa? I'm not getting presents. And you know, there's this unfiltered nature to Asuelu that really cracks everyone up. And
they're big on TikTok. They have a big TikTok.
It's the only reason they're together, I think, is how he makes her feel and how he makes her laugh.
I think he makes her laugh a lot. Yeah. I also think they fuck a lot.
Yeah, they do. So they're picking out the Christmas tree. They got the pajamas on. Kalani is in a reindeer costume.
Okay.
He's in an elf costume.
Kalani, I don't think they listen to our show. Kalani, if you do, I need to know what this red lipstick is.
Oh my God.
So
I wrote down
fucking gorgeous.
I wrote down that's the reddest fucking lip I've ever seen.
It is fucking gorgeous. And she has a dark hair.
I think she was trying like Rudolph the red lipped reindeer.
Yeah. Well, I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm very good, Poodle. Very
thank
good.
You. Thank you.
Look at you.
I love to be validated.
Even a blind reindeer finds an asshole.
And I wrote down, this lip is a choice, but I enjoy it.
I love I want to know what color it is.
So they, they're like, Samoa? They're like, we, for Christmas in Samoa, we wear white clothes and paint our hair white and people give us money.
And then we sing songs about Jesus and he sings one of his songs. And even Kalani's like, well, that'll do it for me.
It's like, the angels love the Christ child. We sing to him. They're so, y'all, thank you for coming at us. First of all, thank you for coming at me about
tradition.
rocking around the Christmas tree as being awful. I feel very validated right now.
Oh, I didn't see any of those, but that's good for you. I'm glad.
They all talk to me, I think.
Well, good. Okay, good.
No,
I'm saying good.
Sounds like you're doubting me, but that's
no,
okay.
No, I'm glad. Now, I will say, though, a lot of people had heard the religious versions of Here Comes Santa Claus, though.
I don't doubt it. I just didn't listen to it.
I'm still shocked that she didn't know that, but whatever.
No.
I have nothing to stand on here.
We didn't listen to Gene Autry growing up.
Well, that's a classic
for Christmas
song. That's like saying you don't listen to Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
I think it was less interesting because we didn't grow up in the middle of buttfuck Oklahoma.
Well, we're 10 minutes from Gene Autry,
exactly.
Y'all.
Exactly. So,
you know, Aunt Peggy's selling some property out there if anybody wants to move.
Don't you? If Aunt Peggy's not paying to advertise, we're definitely not putting it on the podcast.
You know, we owe her a shout out for the lip story alone.
So the next thing is they're talking about, Asuelu tells them that Tammy and Moneybags are coming and Lo says, well, this is Christmas and, blah, blah, blah. I guess everything's fine. It's like, well, Lo also says, and this was the one of the best things said in the episode, a lot of people say a lot of things on video that when they get into reach of hand, don't really happen.
Only way to get the laundry out is let it dry.
And Lisa's like, they go to the laundry mat. No, they don't do it in my house.
He's like, are you sure? If my girls want to protect themselves.
I liked it when Kalani said, they will respect my family in my mom's home. And he's like, and I'm worried my sister is going to pop the fuck off. I would love to see Tammy and Kalani going at it, but Lisa even says if someone steps on a blind, there's going to be problems, and they get this tiny little shrub of a tree.
It's a little Charlie Brown tree.
But for that many people, I don't know.
I was confused.
I was very upset.
Maybe it's a tree like for their kitchen. I didn't get it.
Maybe.
I thought they were going to get like a big tree.
It seemed quite small, and I was very disappointed.
But maybe they have like a fake tree, and this is like an ancillary tree.
Not everyone has four trees like you do.
Then everyone has sad homes, and they don't celebrate Christmas.
I allowed you when we lived together to have two trees, but I said no to three trees.
I had three.
In your tiny apartment, you did.
I had three in our home.
No, you only had two.
No, I did not.
Maybe, one in your room. You kept one in your
room.
Tree
in the living room. I had the music tree, and then I had one in my room.
That was fine. You could have one in your room because I didn't have to see it.
That's where I was. I wouldn't put it in the kitchen because you destroy everything in the kitchen.
No, I would throw it away. I'd throw it away.
Break my ornaments, and you'd knock the tree over.
Mm-hmm. You don't need... In our house that was small, you did not need three trees.
Our house was a huge three-bedroom house we rented.
I don't remember it that way. That's the show.
Poodle
that is the
joy.
Show.
Pray for him. He needs Christmas joy. That is the show, everybody.
God, this has been a long one. Motherfucker, I'm tired.
As Kalani said, it's not going to go good. It's not going to go good, everybody.
Y'all, I think we've only got three more episodes and maybe two, preferably not three tell-alls.
Because the last tell-all of Happily Ever After was brutal. Brutal. They better not do it to us.
Anyway. Well, it'll be an in-person tell-all.
Yes, thankfully, hopefully. Yeah. It's hot in here. Y'all, that's the show. You can go to realitygazepodcast.com. You can come at us on Cameo. I don't know what... What's the next holiday coming up, Poodle? It's July. We've got August, September.
Labor Day?
You want a Labor Day cameo? You come to Poodle.
Columbus's birthday.
We don't really celebrate that anymore.
No, people do, but it's also Indigenous Peoples Day.
I think
you can celebrate whatever you want, but I'm saying it doesn't have to be exclusively Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, if you're a Canadian sissy, I don't know what holidays are coming up in Canada. But we got a cameo for that.
I'm sure they have Celebrate Boxing Day somehow.
Poodle,
I think that's the day after
Canada.
Thanksgiving.
Do you know the Canadian
Canada. Da, 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 da.
That's all I know, too. It's a really pretty
I just did, come out some cameo, y'all. I just did another Australian Peloton instructor, Pig McCarthy. Today and making sure everyone know it's Pig McCarthy and not Pig P-I-G McCarthy. She gets very upset. Even though her hashtag is Pigpin. she didn't have the foresight to know that wouldn't go well.
Needs to work on her branding, Pig.
She also gets winded every time she's on the machine. She doesn't realize that it's hard to talk.
Talking and Pelotoning's hard.
Yeah.
Y'all, we appreciate you so much. You can find us on Reality Gaze Podcast on Instagram, Reality Gaze Pod on the Twitter. And Poodle, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
Yes. And if y'all want that magic juice inside your tight pussy, never call us. Y'all, Brainy Smurf was gay, and we need to respect her.
Bye, y'all. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.